You can be complete and incomplete at the same time. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are entering a time now that next coming Shabbat is going to be the Shabbat before the month of Adar. And there's a special portion we add on this coming week called the portion of the Machtzit HaShekel, the yearly half-shekel tax that was given in temple times, which was then used in the temple to buy sacrifices for the new year, starting from the new cycle, starting from Pesach. And I want to dwell on a point that the Torah brings out in these verses, where it talks about the currency that had to be given each year as a yearly tax, and it's called half the shekel. Shekel was a complete currency. It was a currency, a coin called the shekel. And the shekel was made up just like a dollar is made up of cents. The shekel was made up of a certain amount of gerah. And each shekel had 20 gerah. And the Torah is very specific, and it says, everyone should give a half a shekel, and it specifies that a shekel has 20 gerah, and therefore each person should give 10 gerah. And the commentaries ask the question, why doesn't the Torah just tell us, either just tell us to give 10 gerah so we'll know how much to give, or tell us to give half a shekel and we'll work out half a shekel is 10 gerah, but we know to give half a shekel, right? And there's a very, very important lesson that lies beneath all of this, and it's the following. The number 10 is a very important number. It's a number of completion, perfection. We know that there are 10 powers of the soul, there are 10 powers with which God created the world. 10 is a very complete number. So, for example, in our own personality, Kabbalah tells us that we have three levels of intellect, cognition, and 7 levels of emotion. Those 7 can also be broken into 2 categories, whatever the case might be, but it's the number 10. When we serve God, when we do the right thing, when we go on a journey of purpose and meaning, the way to achieve it is we need to put our entire self into that journey, our complete self. We have to give it all we got. Now, not everyone's 10 powers are the same like everyone else's 10 powers, right? But you have to have your fullness. You have to put as much as you can into it. And that's the first part, that half a shekel is 10 gerah. 10 gerah means actually complete. But at the same time, the Torah says, you're a half a shekel. Because we can work to the fullest on our own. We can accomplish to the fullest on our own. But we always have to recognize we're only half. Our complete self is only half. Because there are different ways of explaining this. We are half without God helping us. In other words, our job is to put our complete self into it, but we also know that we cannot survive, we cannot thrive, we cannot grow, we cannot accomplish without God's assistance, without a connection to God. So God is the other half. Like the great rabbi of Mizrich said, the Maggid of Mizrich said, that when it says in the Torah, you should make 2 trumpets, chatzotzrat, he said, chatzotzrat is like the word, Shtei chatzo'ei tzurah, 2 sides of one coin, 2 forms of one image. The Jewish people and God are so close that we are 2 forms of 2 sides of one coin. We have to realize that we only half without a connection to God. So yes, we put our whole self into it, but we need also God's assistance and God's response of abundance and infinite blessing to be able to do what we need to do. Or we can also be alternatively in connection with other people. We know that we cannot go it alone. We cannot serve God alone. We have to connect to other people. And that's why we know there's this idea of a half a shekel, which is 10 gerah. It's a complete self, but it's only a half. And I just think there's something just to think about. The importance of connecting to other people. The importance of learning what other people have that we don't have. The importance of tolerating, accepting other people's deficiencies by learning from them and being awakened by them. Part of us understanding that in this world we cannot do it alone. We can have a very, very talented or strong self, but we can't do it alone. And that's the message for this week. You've got to put all you got into it, but it's not enough. Connection to something higher, connection to God, and connecting to other people. Have a wonderful day.